All of a sudden, for some completely unexplained reason, due to a coding error, which has, again, not been explained, some sections of Article 1, Section 8, and the entire sections of 9 and 10 off of the Constitution annotated Congress's Constitution website, constitution.congress.gov, were removed for weeks. They've just got deleted. They're missing. And it doesn't make any sense. Text that's been up there for years would all of a sudden just disappear, specifically text that's in relation to habeas corpus and having to do with all the stuff Trump is doing with tariffs, basically. This article's up on TechCrunch showing exactly what we know, which isn't much because they aren't explaining it. Key sections of the U.S. Constitution deleted from the government's website. Large parts of Section 8, Article 1, Section 8, have been removed, and Sections 9 and 10 deleted altogether. And you can see on the Wayback Machine, they actually have a yellow, shows you what was deleted. But you can see if you go on the Wayback Machine and you scroll down, Section 8 just cuts off at a semicolon here. And there's no 9 and 10. It just goes straight to Article 2. It's just gone. Those sections specifically, and I'm going to show you what they actually say here, have to do with providing and maintaining a navy, rules for the government, regulations of the land of naval forces, providing to call forth the militia to execute laws of the Union, and organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district as may, by cession of particular states and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of government of the United States, which is interesting because yesterday Trump just got done saying he wants to federalize D.C. because teenagers are beating people up, so they got to federalize D.C. now, which there's a whole conspiracy about that, which has to do with turning D.C. into a, quote, freedom city.
I want to preface this by saying I'm not a journalist. What I'm about to share with you is just a rumor, though I did hear it from multiple people who do not know each other from multiple areas of the federal government. Donald Trump is trying to give Washington, D.C. to billionaire Peter Thiel. I mean that literally, not figuratively. Like, he's trying to give a billionaire control over the land and the people within Washington, D.C. Apparently, he's considering turning the district into what some call a freedom city. Proponents of freedom cities advocate for areas and territories that are governed and owned completely by corporations, so essentially corporate colonies. So there's no federal government oversight, there's no state government oversight. Essentially, these freedom cities are ruled by CEO kings. So from what I'm hearing, the Trump administration is exploring abusing DC's existing status as a district to make it the first freedom city and give it to his billionaire buddy, Peter Thiel.
I can't verify any of that. It's just a rumor that's going around the area. It's going around the internet, too. To make all laws which are necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers and all powers vested by this Constitution. So this has to do with what Congress has the power to do, not what the president has been doing as if he just has the power to do pretty much anything he wants.
Then I have an Article 2 where I have the right to do whatever I want as president, but I don't even talk about that.
Then you have all of Section 9 having to do with migration or importation of persons. And it says the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it. And as you know, that's a whole thing that everyone's been arguing over because earlier this year, the Trump administration deported a guy from Maryland. They just sent him out claiming he was a gang member with no evidence, no charge, no trial, no nothing, nothing. They just sent him to El Salvador and that was it. And they were forced to bring him back. But at first, they said they didn't have any responsibility to do that. So they sent a person who had never been charged with or convicted of a crime to a maximum security terrorism confinement center in El Salvador with no charge or trial. That is what they did. And you can argue all day about the merits of that particular guy's case and what you think about immigration, but all of that is irrelevant, and I'm going to tell you why right now. Because the legal implications of this, that is what is important. Because a U.S. District Court judge stated in an opinion on this case that the defendants, being Homeland Security, cling to the stunning proposition that they can forcibly remove any person, migrant or U.S. citizen alike, to prisons outside of the United States and then baldly assert they have no way to effectuate return because they're no longer the custodian, which is the argument. It's being made that they can just send anybody anywhere without a charge or trial. Which, by the way, is one of the things that was specifically mentioned in the long train of abuses in the Declaration of Independence. They specifically wrote for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. That was in our Declaration of Independence. That was one of the things that they were saying, was one of the reasons they were declaring independence, because they weren't giving people jury trials. They weren't even charging people. And they were imposing taxes that were in the under the jurisdiction of admiralty courts that also didn't have jury trial. So they were basically just doing whatever the hell they wanted, whenever the hell they felt like. And that is what this smacks of right here with this whole habeas corpus thing. And the fact that Kristi Noem doesn't even know what it is.
Well, habeas corpus is a constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country
Habeas corpus, excuse me, that's incorrect.
President Lincoln used it.
Habeas corpus is the legal principle that requires that the government provide a public reason for detaining and imprisoning people.
And by the way, when they asked Trump about this on the news, and they asked him, don't you have a duty to uphold the Constitution in this regard? What about the Fifth Amendment? Trump said, I don't know.
Your Secretary of State says everyone who's here, citizens and non-citizens, deserve due process. Do you agree, Mr. President?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
Well, the Fifth Amendment says,
I don't know. It might say that, but if you're talking about that, then we'd have to have 1 million or 2 million or 3 million trials. We have thousands of people that are some murderers and some drug dealers and some of the worst people on earth.
I shouldn't even have to say this, but we're either a country that is based upon laws, is based upon the Bill of Rights, is based upon due process and trial by jury, or we're not. That's it.
And I was elected to get them the hell out of here, and the courts are holding me from doing it.
But even given those numbers that you're talking about, don't you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president?
I don't know. I have to respond by saying again, I have brilliant lawyers that work for me.
And by the way, El Salvador just got done, like last week, opening up a path for its president. That dude that everyone seems so enamored with on the MAGA, they just opened up a path for him to stay in power indefinitely. So he can just be president forever. They've eliminated presidential term limits in El Salvador. So they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing there either. So sending people to El Salvador, to a place where they've just eliminated term limits on their president, that's a problem. That's a big problem. Doing it without habeas corpus, doing it without charge or trial, that's a big problem.
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at.
And then making the argument legally from the Department of Homeland Security that they can just forcibly remove anyone they want to prisons in a foreign country with no charge or trial. All these people saying, yeah, we need to do something about this immigration problem. The immigration problem that, by the way, the last administration just let go into like a total havoc. Well, the answer is not throwing the Bill of Rights and Constitution out the window. That's not going to solve the immigration problem, okay? I don't know why anyone would need to be told that. This is serious. This is not a joke. On top of that, they also removed Section 10, which has to do with no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant of letters, coin money, emit bills of credit, or make anything, gold and silver, coin of tender, payments of debt, etc. No state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay any imposts or duties on imports or exports. Sound familiar? Russell Brand recently asked Senator Rand Paul what Trump's presidency is going to be remembered for. Rand Paul answered that actually it's going to have to do with this centralization of power in the executive branch and Trump basically acting like a king and ruling by royal edict, because that is what he's doing with these tariffs. Clearly, this part of the Constitution lays out whose powers taxes are in, and it's not the president, it's Congress. He's ruling by emergency and just doing things that the executive branch is not supposed to do. There's a reason we have the separation of powers in this country.
I think if we step back and we look at the Trump administration and Trump in history, the big debate will be over executive power. And this isn't a new debate. We had it with the kings of England. We tried to form a republic where we limited the power of the executive. But Donald Trump has grabbed up a lot of executive power and is operating through emergency. So basically, one of the big items I think he will be remembered for is tariffs. But it's not tariffs being done through Congress. It's tariffs being done by royal edict or executive edict. And these edicts really aren't passed by Congress. They're simply him taking up this power. It's working its way through our courts. And we've had one federal court already say that he can't do it. And we'll see what happens when it gets to the Supreme Court. He's using a law that was used to allow him to do sanctions on other countries. He's using it to create tariffs. But if you look at tariffs, they're simply a tax. And in our Constitution, we have a very specific rule that says taxes must originate in the House of Representatives, go to the Senate, and then come back and be passed. The tariffs are never being passed by Congress at all. He's completely done an end run around Congress. I think the debate over how much power the executive has will be what he's remembered for.
And like I said in my last video, it isn't as if these tariffs are going to pay down the trillions and trillions, over $150 trillion at least, in unfunded liabilities and obligations and debt that this government has. It doesn't matter how many tariffs Trump pushes through or what he does with that. And we don't even have any assurance that it's actually going to pay that number off. It's not like that number is going down. He claims all this billions of dollars is coming in, but have you seen the number go down? I haven't heard them saying the number has gone down. So we don't have any assurance that it's actually going to pay off the debt. We also don't have any assurance of what the debt even actually is. And if you haven't seen that last video, go watch that. There's no financial accountability in this government pretty much at all anymore, and they admit it. So that whole section was also removed. And it also says that no state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay duty of tonnage, keep troops or ships of war in times of peace, enter into agreements or compacts with another state or a foreign power, or engage in war unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay. That's the stuff that got deleted off of here due to a coding error. You know, that doesn't make any technical sense. I was a webmaster when I first got my bachelor's degree. Before I went back to school for my master's, I worked as a webmaster. I mean, I've been running our website for a long time, and, you know, updating text, you just update some text. That takes like 2 seconds. Deleting text also takes 2 seconds, but putting it back also takes 2 seconds. So it doesn't make any sense that these sections were deleted and gone for weeks, and they didn't put it back up until somebody noticed. You see how that works? Orange and green means they can't find these pages. There's something wrong with it. So it was there on the 17th of July, but it was not there as of this morning, and it was down. And what I'm saying is that it's almost like they're sending a message now that if we don't pay attention, if we don't monitor this and pay attention, they're going to just start deleting parts of our Constitution. They're just going to stop adhering to it altogether. They're just going to do whatever the hell they want, as if there's no law of the land at all. Do you know what that means for this country? If they can just delete parts of the Constitution and Trump can just do whatever the hell he wants with no respect for the laws of this land and the oath he took when he became president?
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Don't you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president?
I don't know.
We won't have a country anymore. Our whole country is based on these documents. That's our whole country. Trump is doing so many things where he's taking power that are supposed to be the powers of Congress that's outlined in the Constitution. They're not doing their job either. Congress isn't doing their job either. President's not is doing all kinds of stuff that's not supposed to be the president's job, acting like a king in a country that fought a war to not be under the power of a king. And now the website for Congress that has our Constitution up on it supposedly has a coding error that's just deleting whole sections out of Article 1 of our Constitution that are in relation to the things that are actually going on right now. Like, that's what's happening. And it feels like a message. It feels like a republic if you can keep it. Do you remember that quote when they asked Benjamin Franklin, "Doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy?" And he said, "A republic if you can keep it." Because if we can't keep it, we're going back to a despotic, monarchical government, basically. They might act like it's a Republican name, the same way Rome acted like they still had a republic when it was clearly an empire. It's basically what's going on now anyway. But when you have a president come in and start doing things that are supposed to be, by Constitution, Congress's job, just declaring emergencies and doing whatever he wants, passing the most executive orders on day one that you've ever seen in your life. I mean, there's not really a whole lot of difference between executive orders and royal proclamations. Not really. I mean, it's still unilateral power that's being wielded by one person. Do we want King Trump? I mean, people said, oh, the No Kings movement, that's just paid by Soros. Well, it's a really great way to get people to dismiss the idea of no kings. It's a really great way to get people to say, oh, that's just the left. It's not just the left. We should never have a king here. I don't care if they're called a king or if it's a president acting like a king. We should never have that because that goes against the entire foundation of this country. What code could have possibly been changed to remove this specific section of the website? Nobody believes you. Show the update history. That's what people want to know. Because no one believes them. There's no coding error that just removes parts of that. Habeas corpus is one of the foundational principles of this country that separates America from places like North Korea. It's not a coding error. They're just deleting parts of the Constitution. They're sending a message to us now. We need to realize this is what's going on. Okay? I don't care how much you liked Trump or how scared you were of a Kamala presidency. If he just does whatever the hell he wants with no regard to anything, that's not a president of America. That's a dictator. That's tyranny. It's absolutely attacking the foundational principles of why this country even exists. I don't know what else needs to be said. This is getting real. This has been coming for a while. We've been trying to tell everyone for a long time, but now we're here and you're seeing the things happen. We need to get people to stop watching Fox News and start looking at what's actually going on here. Right at the end of this video, an update has been sent out by the Library of Congress. Update: missing sections of the Constitution annotated website have been restored. Upkeep of the Constitution annotated and other digital resources is a critical part of the library's mission. We appreciate the feedback that alerted us to the error and allowed us to fix it. And they're telling you right here, the feedback that alerted us to the error, that came from the people. Thanks for the feedback. Because if you don't push back, if you don't point it out, the whole Constitution could just get deleted, or whole parts of it could just be deleted. See, Americans? See how easy it is to delete whole sections of your Constitution?